This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iranian police deny using live ammunition against protesters in Tehran who have been demonstrating since Saturday against the government's attempt to cover up its downing of a Ukrainian passenger plane. Protesters in Tehran and other Iranian cities demanded accountability for the deaths of the 82 Iranian citizens who were among 176 people killed in the crash. VOA's Lattice Ahok has more.
Some protesters pulled down banners depicting the slain Iranian general Qasem Soleimani. Police in riot gear moved to disperse them. A spokeswoman for the State Department told VOA Persian Service that U.S. President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have been tweeting messages of support to the Iranian people. Officials in Washington have warned Iranian authorities against killing and arresting peaceful protesters. The head of police in Tehran said officers have not opened fire on protesters and have been instructed to act with restraint. Zlatica Hope, VOA News, Washington.
And United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the reports of the lethal use of force against demonstrators must be fully investigated. A close associate of Rudy Giuliani, President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, provided text messages and photos to the House committees leading the impeachment inquiry. APZ Donahue.
Joseph Bondi is the lawyer for Lev Parnas, who was deeply involved in efforts by Giuliani to press Ukraine to open an investigation into Joe Biden and Biden's son. Bondi tweeted they worked through the night to get data from two of his clients' smartphones to the House Intelligence Committee. President Trump has already been impeached in the House, but Chair Adam Schiff says the committee is still working to gather information leading up to the president's trial in the Senate. Bondi's tweets include a photo of Parnas posing with President Trump, both smiling and giving a thumbs up with the hashtag, Let Lev